Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
Please open your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 to 2.
请打开你的圣经，翻到提摩太前书第六章，一到二节。
I'll ask Brother Tony to read for us these two verses, and then I'll pray.
好，我来读这两节，然后牧师带领大家祷告。凡在轭下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加以服侍他，因为得服侍之益处的是信道蒙爱的。你要以此教训人，劝勉人。
Let's pray together.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask that you will help us to devote our attention, minds, and hearts to you.
天父，我们求你将我们的心，将我们的意念，完全能够奉献给你。
Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth.
让我们在真理里面能够让我们成圣，让我们知道你自己的话语就是真理。
And may your presence, grace, and mercy be with us.
也求你能够让你自己的求你自己的灵和求你自己的恩典与我们同在。
We long to experience our Lord Jesus' greatness and goodness.
我们如此的渴慕我们耶稣基督的良善与美好。
In His name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So as we continue our sermon series in 1 Timothy, I want to remind you the overarching purpose of this letter that Paul wrote.
在我们继续在传讲提摩太前书的时候，我想提醒大家，这个保罗写提摩太前书，它的目的到底是什么？
It is a charge to Timothy, the young pastor, in the church in Ephesus.
这个保罗写这封书信的，他主要的目的是为了给在以弗所教会服侍的这位年轻的牧师，就是提摩太弟兄，给他的劝勉。
He charged them to preserve sound teaching and promote godliness.
这个嘱咐的他的核心就是要维护纯正的教导，并且促进有敬虔的生活。
And it is for the purpose of the church, God's church to be missional and evangelistic.
以至于这个神的教会可以承担使命，并且广传福音。
So all the details of all the pastoral instructions that Paul has been given so far in this letter, all of them have to do with the church being missional and evangelistic.
那保罗在这封信里面所有对提摩太的详细的这个牧养的指示和教导都集中在神的教会第一要有承担使命第二要能广传福音集中在这两点上面
And even everything that we talk about like elders and deacons qualifications and the order of worship all those things are all about being the church being missional and evangelistic
以至于保罗在所有关于执事和长老他们的这个资格上面的教导也都是集中在教会的要承担使命而且能够广传福音这两点上面
And this purpose has become even more apparent in these last part, the last part of this instruction in these verses that we just read
那我们刚才就是保罗在这两点上的教导在刚才我们读的两节中就是尤其显得重要
In these instructions about servants Paul is not merely talking about Christian servanthoodThat is Christian ministry.
那保罗在这两节里面，他讲的不只讲的是关于基督徒的这个服事本身。
Now, he is focusing on Christian servitude.
他其实更强调就是基督徒作为这个奴役这样的这样一个概念。
And that is how being a servant in our work, in our vocation, in our life impacts the Christian life and the church's mission.
就以至于就是我们自己在我们基督徒所有的这个日常侍奉的这个生活和工作里面，如何影响我们的生命与教会的使命
？I want you to think about it this way.
我想让大家这样来理解。
Out of the 24 hours that we have in a day,
我们在每一天有24个小时的生活。
On average, we spend about a third of our day, about 8 hours for sleeping, resting. I'll include eating in it.
平均来讲，我们大概有八个小时是睡觉，然后有八个小时可能就是有一些吃喝等等。
Okay, that's one third, and it's the other one third is maybe for family life, recreation, including church activities, etc.
还有八个小时，就是你可能有一些休闲，有一些跟家人在一起，甚至就是在教会服侍等等。
And at least another third, that's another 8 hours plus, if not more, for work, for vocation, for school, for our duty, for our study.
然后你可能还有八个小时是在工作或者是在学习，跟你的职业有关。
So for so many hours in the day, we labor and we come in direct contact with the world.
那我们其实你看这里面的时间的话，我们有很多时间是和这个世界在打交道。
That's so much opportunity for us to show how relevant the gospel is to the world.
那其实这个是对我们来讲是一个非常好的机会，来向这个世界做见证，福音是如何的相关。
And for people living in the first century, for most of them, that would mean even more time spent at work in labor.
那对这个第一世纪的人来，生活在第一个世纪的人来讲的话，他们事实上是花更多的时间在工作上面。
I will explain that a little bit.
我过一会儿会给大家仔细解释。
And this is why Paul is so concerned about Christian servitude.
所以这就是为什么就是保罗对基督徒的这个所谓这个奴役这样的一个概念仆人的这个精神他为什么非常的强调。
Although Paul is speaking in a specific context that is very different from ours.
虽然保罗讲的当时的环境跟我们现在已经很不一样了。
Christian servitude is still very much relevant and applicable to us today.
但基督徒的这个叫为仆之道和我们今天的生活仍然是息息相关的。
Let's explore this with the following 3 points.
那我们在我想借着三点跟大家来探讨这个为仆之道。
First, the reason for servitude.
第一，为什么就是基督徒我要强调有为仆之道？
We can tell from starting from chapter 5 and chapter 6 here in the book of 1 Timothy that the church in Ephesus comprised a large portion of people who are poor and needy, such as the widows.
那我们从提摩太前书从第五章到第六章这个我们能够看到在以弗所的教会它里面是有很多有非常有需求的基督徒比如说一些寡妇
and also people who are belong to the working class as Paul calls them bond servants here in verse 1
就还有一些就是属于那种劳工阶层就像在第一节第六章第一节保罗讲的在轭下做仆人的
the word bond servants should really be translated as slaves working under the master all the time not just for some hoursfew hours a day.
这个轭下做仆人的，其实他更好的翻译是他直接他就是奴隶，他是给这个奴隶主在人家在人家奴隶主下面就是24小时都是在别人手下干活的。
When we talk about slaves, then we all get very sensitive about it.
所以我们一旦提到奴隶这样的一个词，我们就会变得很敏感。
The Western American slavery that started in the 16th century to the 19th century is pretty much race based. Okay.
那在这个西方世界里面，从16到19世纪这样提到奴隶的时候，我们经常是以种族来划分的。
It is entirely different than what we know here of the Roman slavery system, which is not race based but socio-economic based.
这个和当时我们现在看的这个罗马人统治之下的这个奴隶呢，这个制度呢，有相当大的区别。当时是根据你的社会和经济地位。来决定你是不是一个奴隶。
But that doesn't mean that it has any less evil in it.
但并不是说当时的那个奴隶就好像就没有后来的那个奴隶制更邪恶。
Simply put, slavery back then was a huge part of the Roman society and economy.
那我想跟简单的来说，就是在当时罗马人的这个社会里面，奴隶制是他们生活中的非常密不可分的一个制度。
Up to possibly 30% population were slaves.
大概当时有30%的人口都是奴隶。
Of the entire Roman Empire.
就在整个罗马帝国下面30%的人口。
Many people became slaves voluntarily for economic reasons.
有的人是主动要变成奴隶，因为他就是社会经济地位不行。
And many of them are not like poor, really poor people.
有的人可能不是那种非常极端贫困的人。
They had lawyers who were slaves, doctors, teachers, even government officials.
甚至有一些医生、律师和政府的官员选择做奴隶。
And even slaves back then could also own other slaves.
那当时的奴隶还可以拥有自己的奴隶。
And slaves could earn their own freedom eventually.
奴隶也可以最后获得自由。
They can be used, being a slave can be used as a way to become a citizen of the Roman Empire.
那有的人就是通过做奴隶来变成罗马的公民。
And by the way, this the concept of slavery in the Roman system is kind of similar to the concept of an indentured servitude that we have today.
那当时的那个罗马的这种奴隶呢，就跟我们今天的这种就是这种维仆以这样的一个身份
契约
奴隶。
Yeah, it is not too different from the pro athletes when they sign a contract for doing sports, right?
对，就跟今天的，比如说是职业的运动员，他签一个合同，这样的。就好像是变成了这个合同的奴隶，跟这个有很多共通之处。
But slaves are also prone to be abused by the masters.
但当然，作为奴隶也很容易被自己的主人所欺负。
It would have been wonderful if you had a good master, then you have been treated very, very well.
如果你恰巧是有个好的主人，那可能你也被这个主人对待的友好的对待。
But if you had a bad, evil master, that would mean that you would be brutally mistreated.
但是如果你恰巧有一个非常坏的一个主人，那你可能就经常被虐待。
Like I said again, slavery was simply part of the reality that everyone had to deal with and live under.
那就像我刚才讲的，就是所谓这个奴隶是当时的人生活中每天都要接触的这样一个事情。
With that said, Paul didn't write his pastoral instruction to Timothy to attack the evil of the slavery system.
那你知道了这回事，但是保罗写这封信给提摩太，并不是要主动怎么攻击当时的这个奴隶的制度。
He wrote it only to help believers to live with and through the situation that they are already in.
那他写的目的是让提醒这个信徒，就是如何的跟当时这个奴隶制能够共存，能够正确的对待。
Because a direct attack of the system would have wrongly labeled Christianity as a rebellious, subversive religion against the Roman Empire.
因为如果直接去攻击奴隶制的话，就会把基督教变成一个就是直接跟当时的罗马这个皇帝直接对立的这样一个宗教。
Remember, Christ's kingdom is not of this world. John 18:36.
如果你记得话，约翰福音第十八章三十六节，他讲就是神的国并不是现在是并不属这世界。
So Paul's aim is not a social reform.
那保罗的目的并不是要搞社会的改革。
What he wants is spiritual transformation of the hearts of God's people.
他是想让神的子民心里面有这样的一个转化。
And that would become the seed of the eventual social reform centuries later.
这个也就是以后好多世纪以后有这个社会改革这样的一个种子。
And also notice that Paul is writing in a time when slaves and Christians or not are very often disrespectful to their masters.
那另外一个我想提到的是，保罗写的时代有很多奴隶，无论是否为基督徒，他们身上常常是对主人是不敬的。
So Paul's concern is Christian slaves having the right attitude.
所以他保罗写的时候，他也注意，就是这个作为奴隶是否这个基督徒奴隶是否拥有正确的态度。
In verse 1, Paul says that slaves are to regard their own masters as worthy of all honor.
就好像在第六章第一节，他讲就是当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬。
Christian bond servants, slaves, or workers are never to think that their Christian faith can trump their own the work duty.
那作为基督徒这样的一个奴仆或者是奴隶工人也好不应该认为我们的基督信仰就可以凌驾于我们的工作职责之上。
These are work that you have been assigned to and you are even getting paid for.
因为你知道这个奴隶的工作。他是因为他就是人家是付钱请他来做这个事情。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Taking a long, long break during the work hours to prepare for the Bible study that you're leading tonight, thinking that you're honoring God because you think it's more important, that's not regarding your own masters as worthy of all honor. Okay.
那给你举个例子，就是比如说你在工作期间当中花了很长的时间来准备今晚你要 带的查经，那这样一个行为并不是并不是就好刚才这个第六章第一节提的，就是你把自己的主人配受十分的恭敬，这不符合。
You're cheating your boss.
那相当于你欺骗自己的工作上的老板，来达到你自己的这个目的。
Or you are not supposed to be working hard only when your boss is watching.
那或者来说，就是说，你如果只是在老板监督你的情况下才努力工作的话，这个也不对。
Imagine that you're observing a high school gym class. Okay.
那我现在给你想象一下，假如你在一个高中的这个体育馆里面。
The gym teacher, the coach, orders everyone to get down and to do push-ups.
体育老师让每个人都趴下做俯卧撑。
And everyone is supposed to follow his voice command saying, up, down, up, down, okay?
每个人都得听老师的声音命令，就是下去然后撑起来。
And so the class is really large like this, and like they all spread out really wide.
那你想象一下，比如说这个体育课的学生非常多，大家分散，就像我们现在会众一样。
So when the coach turns his head to the far right, say up.
那如果是这个老师把他的头向他的最左边，转过去说撑起来。
So、those on the far right will be like pushing up, right?
那最左边的学生就得做俯卧撑撑起来。
And then he turns his head to the left, and then he will say down.
他的头如果转到另一边，他说下去。
So up, down.
对，他就是
up, down.
对，他的头就是来回转动，就是让你要做。下去撑起来这样一个动作。
Eventually, the students caught on.
那最后那个有的学生可能最后就找到了窍门。
When the coach is not looking, he's just going to staying up.
那当那个这个老师的头如果转到一边呢，他就一直不动。
And he turns the other way, the other side doesn't stay up.
对，
doesn't stay down.
如果老师的头转到另外一边，那反方向那边的学生就不动，就不做。
Only the people in the middle are actually working.
那只有中间的这些学生就一直做俯卧撑。
By the way, you might be working from home a lot, right?
那比如说还有一些弟兄姊妹，你可能在家里工作。
And so this really applies.
那这个就特别的应用在你身上。
Doing your work only when your boss is on to you is not being diligent on your proper duty.
那如果只是在你有老板监督的情况下才做工的话，这个你并没有达到自己的这个本分。
Again, you're not regarding your own masters as worthy of all honor.
你相当于也没有说认为你自己的这个主人就配受十分的恭敬。
By the way, the Greek word regard implies giving honor not only to bosses, the masters who are good and worthy.
那这个在这个希腊文里面，这个恭敬，这个不只是说的是对自己的主人和老板。
当以这个词
并不只是说的对。
But also you are to regard those who are bad and incompetent, unreasonable, overbearing, and even immoral ones as honor, give them honor and worth.
它相当于是你把一些，比如说很蛮横，甚至你认为他不称职、不好的这样老板，你还得把他就是当以自己的主人给他。
I will give you the reason why, and just a little bit after talking about those Christian workers who have believing masters.
那我一会儿也会给你一个解释，就是为什么会是这样。
In verse 2, there are those Christian workers who have Christian masters.
那在第二节里面，他在讲这个。这些基督徒，他如果这些奴隶，他如果有信道的主人的话
，they would assume and even demand special treatment from their believing masters.
那有的人可能就会想让自己的也是信徒的这样主人，就是对他们有特殊的对待。
Because now they're both Christians, they want to presume grace from their masters, even in work situations.
那因为觉得这是都是信徒，所以他就想让这个当信徒的主人。对他们有更多的恩典。
Even if they haven't done their duty or have done it satisfactorily.
那即使是在这些信徒做奴隶的这些弟兄，他可能还没有尽到自己的本分，还没有做完自己的职责。
That's disrespectful, treating the masters with contempt.
那这样的话，其实也是对自己的主人就是轻待。
Paul says that bondservants, workers, employees are to serve their masters all the better with their work ethics, zeal, and respect.
那保罗在这里面要嘱咐他们，就是要服侍，要更加 更加意的服侍他。
那是信徒的 Christian masters。
对，要就是对待自己也是基督徒的这些主人要要更要加意服侍他。
So what is the reason for respecting and honoring even Christian masters and even bad masters?
那为什么要对比如说是信徒的这些主人，或者是甚至一些比较坏的一些主人，也要对他们这样好呢？
First,
首先
so that we would not shame God's name. That's what Paul says here.
就是保罗在这里面讲的就是不亵不羞辱神的名。
Since Christian or God's people are supposed to bear God's name, God's character.
因为基督徒是要承担要承载神的名，就是神的品格。
How we behave, especially at work, reflects Him, His full faithfulness.
那
go ahead.
那我们在职场的我们的行为就反映神的他的品格，比如说他的信实。
How we respect the authority that He placed over us.Reflects God.
我们如何尊重这个神所设立的权柄，其实也反映了我们如何尊重神。
In all that we do, especially where the world is watching, we are making statements about who God is.
那我们做的一切事上，尤其是这个在世人瞩目之处，我们都在显明到底神是谁。
We are making statements about who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is.
我们相当于也在显示耶稣是谁，圣灵是谁。
And we certainly can misrepresent and even revile his name if our work ethics is poor.
如果我们自己的工作态度恶劣的话，我们确实可能亵渎他的名。
Second,
第二
our misconduct in the workplace could harm the reputation of the gospel.
我们在工作场所的这个不当的行为也会损害关于这个福音的声誉。
And that would limit the spread of the gospel.
这个也会限制福音的广传。
Verse 1, Paul talks about the teaching.
在第一节里面就是保罗就谈论到关于这个道理。
The teaching would be the content of the Christian faith and the gospel, especially about the gospel. That's the essence of it.
在就是这个就是关于这个基督徒信仰的内容与福音，这是核心所在。这个道理。
Slaves, bond servants, workers, good behavior and ethics might actually help win a master to Christ.
那奴隶也好奴役也好，工人也好，他们良好的行为和工作态度，事实上可以帮助可能帮助主人归向基督。
Paul wants us to engage in culturally relevant and intelligent witness.
那保罗想让我们其实是在这个社会不论是他的这个他的智慧也好，还是他的其他方面也好，让我们其实与他有相关。
But he wants us to do it indirectly.
但是他想让我们是有点间接的去影响。
I have a story that I was going to save it for only EM, but I'll share it today here for CM too.
那本来我打算我下面有个例子，本来只想跟这个英文堂分享，但是我今天打算跟你们也分享。
A long distance motor coach or bus company, something like a Greyhound.
那这里面就是你想象有这样一个长途客运的一个公司，就好像是那个灰狗公司一样。
They have a bus that's scheduled to stop for 20 minutes at the rest stop.
那这个他在有一个休息站，他要停下来休息20分钟。
And so that they're stopping so that the passengers can take a break, freshen up, and get a bite to eat.
这样的话，这个乘客可以休息一下，甚至有的人也可以简单的用餐。
The driver, As he was just stopping the bus, announced to his passengers, and he said, "Okay, folks, we are stopping for 20 minutes."
那这个司机他停下来以后，他就向乘客宣布，他说，大家好，我们将在这里停留20分钟。
But our company has a strict policy never to recommend an eating place by name.
但是我们公司有严格的规定，就是不允许我们指名推荐任何的餐厅。
But if anyone wants me during this time.I'll be found in having a wonderful T-bone steak across the street with French fries in a wonderful restaurant named Tony's.
Okay, 那如果有人要找我的话，你会发现我会在这个街对面叫 Tony 的这样一个餐厅，我会吃一盘牛排，我正在吃牛排。
Indirect advertising.
这个相当于是在间接的为这家餐厅做广告。
Is indeed important.
其实 很重要的。
And often even more effective than direct pitch.
有的时候去比直接向别人推销更有效。
So it's indirect witness for Christ.
所以为基督间接做见证也是如此。
The believers who reveal Christ by the way he lives, works, talks, and behaves, and even with a thousand details in life, will probably do more benefit than a fanatic with a banner just reads, prepare to meet thy God.
那基督徒的一言一行，他的工作态度，很多的细节，他有可能对这个信仰的他的这个影响，比那些就是举着一个旗帜，这横幅的这种更狂热的人，可能的影响更大。
And now notice, it is not that freedom from slavery or any hard working situations that we are in should not be our concern or desirable thing for believers to get out of. Okay.
那我想再强调的是，我并不是说就是关于对这个做在奴隶这个制度之下，这些人好像就是。这件事情就是完全不重要。
I'm sure there are those of us who are in the difficult work situations.
我肯定就是我们中间会有人就是在一些非常困难的情况下。
Paul in 1 Corinthians 7:21 counsels slaves to gain freedom if the opportunity is available.
保罗在哥林多前书第七章第二十一节的时候，事实上他也劝告这些奴隶。
But here's the point.
劝告他们就有机会得自由，但是重点是在这儿。
Honoring God's name and representing the gospel of Christ in whatever difficult situations that you are in, it's far more important than your personal freedom.
那无论你的周遭的环境是什么样，荣耀神的名，代表基督的福音，比你自己当时的这个难处，比你自己当时的情况要重要的多。
Do you see how upside down this is from the way the kingdom of this world works?
那你看的话，我们你看的话，就是这个神国它这个运作的方式，是不是和我们这个世界是如此的不一致？
The world says, if you're in that situation, get out as soon as possible.
那世界的会告诉你，如果你处在这样的不好的环境，你应该尽快的从这个环境逃离出去。
No, Paul says, do your best.
那保罗的却说就是你要尽力而为在这
For the sake of God's name and for the sake of the gospel.
为了神的名，为了福音的缘故。
No matter how harsh the situation of ours might be.
不论我们的处境是如何的糟糕。
That's the reason for Christian servitude.
这也是我们就是基督徒这个为仆之道的一个原因。
Let's look at the essence of servitude here. Second point.
那我们第二点再看一下这个为仆它的真意是什么，本质。
While the kingdom of the world thinks that bosses, masters are in the superior position.
那这个世界的国度它会认为在这个任何的工作关系中，你的主人或者你的老板他是处在优越的位置。
And then they all think that servants or slaves are in the inferior position.
他们会认为做仆人的、做奴隶的，他处在一个比较低下的。
Paul sees this completely differently.
但是保罗就是在看这件事情的角度是完全不一样的。
Especially where the kingdom of God and where the gospel is at work.
那尤其是在这个福音运作的地方。
At the end of verse 2, Paul points out that servants or slaves are actually benefactors of their masters.
那在在第二节的后面，他其实说这些做奴役的、做奴仆的，事实上是这个是蒙爱的，而且是相当于是从。他们的主人受惠的那一方。
Christian workers, if you are to bear gospel witness, these positions, the masters and slaves' position would be reversed.
那这些奴仆的，如果你是为了福音的缘故，你做了见证，事实上你这个地位啊，这个东西是反过来的。
Christian slaves now operate from a superior position of honor and strength through honest and humble service.
那这个基督徒的仆人，事实上他是在这里面有这样一个特权，通过自己良好的这个服事，做了一个见证。
And by doing so, they are offering something precious. That's gospel witness to their masters.
他这样做的话，其实是对他的这个主人做了一个福音的一个证人。
Remember what Jesus said in Luke 22. verses 25 to 27.
那如果你记得在路加福音22章25节这个主耶稣基督这样讲过。
25 to 27. The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors.
那在路加福音22章25到27节这样说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩人。
Verse 26, but not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as the one who serves.
但你们不可这样，你们中间为大的，倒要像年幼的；为首领的，倒要像服侍人。
Verse 27, for who is the greater, the one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as the one who serves.
是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的更大吗？然而我在你们中间，如同服侍人的。
Our Lord's foot washing of his disciples in John 13 would be the prime example of this.
那约翰福音第十三章里面，耶稣基督为门徒洗脚，就是一个在这个服侍这个方面是最形象的一个例子。
According to Jewish tradition, no Israel slave should be asked to do the work of foot washing because it's just too demeaning of a work.
根据犹太人的传统，任何犹太人他们的这个奴隶都不应该被要求为别人洗脚，因为这个是有损尊严。
That work is reserved for unclean Gentiles.
那个给别人洗脚那个工作是这种外邦人的奴隶他们要做。
But now Jesus is doing the foot washing of his own disciples. That's shocking. That's scandalous.
但是耶稣基督他竟然亲自给自己的门徒洗脚，这个就是非常令人难以置信的。
If our Lord Jesus, who is the eternal Son of God, the creator of the universe, would show such servitude,
那如果我们的耶稣基督他是神的爱子，天地的创造者，他居然都能够显示出这样一个为仆的态度。
If he would stoop down to do such menial, low status work, how much more than ought we, who are saved by him, to embrace the same kind of servitude?
如果他自己愿意谦卑，能够屈身做这样卑微的这种工作，那我们这些被救的人又应该如何呢？
I love this quote from one theologian that says, "The power to live in exalted servitude comes from the fact that the ultimate servant, Jesus, is in us, and we are in him." End quote.
那我特别喜欢有一位神学家，他这样讲，他说，活出高尚的为仆之道的能力来源于这样一个事实。就是那位终极的仆人，耶稣住在我们里面，而我们也在他里面。
What I'm trying to say is that Christ's servitude is not just an example for us to follow.
那我想跟大家强调，就是基督的为仆之道不仅仅是我们效法的榜样。
It is saving.
它也是有拯救性。
It is for us to trust, to depend on, and live by.
它也是让我们值得信靠并且依赖。能够生活的。
Because the only way that we can be saved and have hope in life is through him being the suffering servant.
因为我们在生命中唯一有盼望的一个途径，就是因为我们的主耶稣基督他自己，成为神的奴，受苦的仆人。
He labored to take away our sin, ultimately emptying himself on the cross.
耶稣基督劳苦担当我们自己的罪，并且最终在十字架上倒空自己。
A church member once, after a church service, came to talk to the pastor.
有一位教会的成员有一次在讲到之后，他就过来跟牧师讲。
He said to the pastor, "You preachers talk a lot about being genuine Christians, but when it gets right down to it, it all comes down to something called basin theology."
他说就是你们这个传道人经常就是讲很多成为基督徒的事，但说到底。我认为一切都归于一种神学，叫做什么盆子、脸盆，这个盆子神学。
Then the pastor was like, "What? What's that? What's basin theology?"
那这个牧师就问，哦，这什么意思？什么是盆子哲学
？Then the member answered, "Remember what Pilate did, Pontius Pilate did when he had the chance to acquit Jesus? He called for a basin and washed his hands of the whole thing."
那个成员就回答，你记得那个比拉多有机会释放耶稣的时候他做了什么？他叫人拿了一个盆子，他洗洗手，他把自己这个事情就是推得一干二净。
But Jesus, the night before his death, called for a basin and proceeded to wash the feet of his disciples.
但是耶稣自己在被卖的那个前一夜，他叫人拿了一个盆子，并且开始为门徒洗脚。
You see, it all comes down to basin theology.
所以你看，这一切都是归于这个跟盆子有关的神学。
Which one will you use?
那我想问你，你会选择哪一个盆子呢
？Are you just going to treat your faith as check boxes? That things that I have done, check, 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 check.
你会认为自己的这个信仰就是我对这个正确的答案，我画了一个勾，我一项一项的勾上。
Or are you going to choose the basin that Jesus took to wash his disciples' feet?
还是你愿意就是一样像耶稣基督一样取过一个盆子为自己的门徒洗脚
？Now finally, let's talk about living in servitude.
那最后我想讲一下为仆的生活。
By now, I hope you get that servitude is essential to Christian life.
我想你现在希望你能够理解，就是有一个正确的为仆之道是跟基督徒生命是密切相关的。
If you belong to Christ, even if you are working for an earthly master, Christ is your ultimate master.
如果你是属基督的，不管你是在世上工作也好，那基督是你终极的主人。
And so, in any position in life, you ultimately submit to, serve, and obey Christ.
那你无论你在任何事情、生命的任何位置上，你最终都是要顺服基督。
Through obeying the person God placed above you,
而是通过神放在你那个位置上让你顺服的那个人来顺服神。
And this even applies to all areas of our life, not only at the workplace.
这个事实上是适用在你生命中的一切的领域，不管你是不是不仅仅是在工作场所。
In other words, maybe you're retired, maybe you're in school, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, or you're even unemployed. It applies to you.
就比如说，如果你已经退休了，或者是你一个上学的学生，或者你失业，或者你是在一个家庭主妇，都是如此。
In your marriage, you need Christian servitude.
在你的婚姻中，你也需要基督徒的为仆之道。
Husband is to lovingly lead and serve his wife to the extent of giving himself for her.
那丈夫要要爱要领导妻子，以至于甚至他愿意为她舍己。
Because Christ did it for his church.
就好像基督为教会舍己一样。
Wife, you are to submit and serve and love your husband, even though he remains to be a sinner, far from being a perfect husband.
那妻子要顺服，要服侍自己的丈夫，即使自己的丈夫仍然不完美，还是一个罪人。
In your family life, you also need Christian servitude.
那在你的家庭生活中，你也需要有基督徒这样一个为仆的态度。
Parents, you are to patiently labor for the healthy growth of your children to maturity, both physically and spiritually.
就好像父母要耐心的劳苦，要培养自己的儿女在身体和属灵上的健康。
Children, you are to learn obedience and please your parents.
那做子女的也要学会能够顺从，能够让自己的父母喜悦。
All these require Christian servitude.
这些都需要基督徒的为仆之道。
And also, in your friendship, you must never merely use your friends as your own for your own benefits.
那同样在你的交友方面，你不能说是利用自己的，把朋友当作你自己可利用的，是一切都是为了自己的利益。
Rather, you must be willing to make sacrifices for them.
相反的，你应该是愿意为自己的朋友做出牺牲。
Again, this requires Christian servitude.
这也需要有基督徒的为仆之道。
And of course, in Christian ministry, Christian servitude is essential.
那在基督徒的侍奉中，你这样一个为仆之道，这样一个精神，就是更不可或缺的。
We are all called to be Christ's servants to serve in humility as He humbly served us.
因为我们都被呼召做了基督的仆人，来谦卑的服侍，就好像基督自己谦卑服侍了我们一样。
Remember, even as we live within the kingdom of this world, the value system of this world.
那大家请记住，就是即使我们是现在住在这个世界上的国度，就是按照这个世界的价值体系来运作的。
We believers belong to another kingdom.
但是我们作为信徒，我们是属于另外一个国度的。
And its value system is completely upside down from the worldly kingdom that we're living in.
在那个国度，就神的国度，它的价值体系和我们现在这个世界是完全颠倒的。
And there are ways that we can make connection with the gospel in this, with the upside down kingdom to the kingdom of this world.
但是我们有办法将那个价值体系完全颠倒了神的国度一些东西能够和我们现在活在的这个世界上的这个国度能够有作为一些连接。
Gospel witness can be applied to any cultures or any situations in this world.
那关于对神国的这样的一个见证可以在我们这个世界上在任何的情况下都可以这个发生。
It can happen in our workplace.
可以在我们的工作单位中发生。
It can happen in our marriage.
在我们的婚姻中发生。
At home.
在我们家庭里面发
生。In our friendship.
在我们的友谊上面发生。
Even at church.
甚至在教会中发生。
Christ calls all of God's people to be appropriately adaptive.
那神呼召他所有的子民都要这个要有适当的来。
We are to build bridges to make connections with others in the situations that we're living in with the gospel.
神的子民被呼召，要在这个我们现在生活这个世界中，我们要建立这样跟别人建立这样的一个连接。
By being faithful to our duty, at where God has put us.
那忠心的履行就是神放给我们放在我们身上这样的职责。
We can magnify God's name and bear witness of the truth of the gospel.
我们这样就可以放大神的名，而且为福音做见证。
Let's live out our Christian servitude.
那让我们一起来活出基督徒的为仆之道。
And for many of us, our workplace is a good area to start.
那对我们很多人来讲，我们的工作其实是我们一个好的一个开始的一个点。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for teaching us and reminding us the importance of Christian servitude.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你提醒我们，基督徒的为仆之道是如此的重要。
Thank you for reminding us what is the most important thing in our life, even when we have to deal with difficult situations.
也谢谢你提醒我们在我们生活中很多方面，甚至在我们在面临难处的时候。
Lead us to zeal for your glory and for the gospel truth.
求你能够带给我们热爱你自己福音真理的这样一个热心。
So that unbelievers, lost souls may come to know your goodness and greatness.
以至于那些失丧的不信的人都因此能够来到你面前。
And lead us to do it by faith in trusting in what our Lord has done for us.
也带领我们借着我们的信心让我们知道神在我们身上行了如此的神迹。
We praise you for His wonderful work on the cross.
我们感谢你，谢谢他在十字架上那美妙的大功。
All this we pray in Christ's wonderful and glorious name.
奉耶稣基督美妙的名祷告。
Amen.